Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, March the 12th, 2024, 11 minutes past the hour. 43 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in Marion, and apparently a day where we're supposed to have record-breaking temperatures again. Whatever all that means. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's interesting. We talked about a lot there in the first hour. Good sportsmanship. What do you do when things don't turn out your way? An interesting opportunity coming up here in the next few days that I'll be able to talk about. Hopefully after tomorrow, I'll be able to talk about some of these opportunities. You know, yesterday we got into an interesting conversation about Scherzer Park. Because if you didn't tune in, we finally learned why the name of Scherzer Park was changed back to Founders Park. And apparently what we learned was that there are two parks in Marion, and one of those is Founders Park, the other being Busby Park, that do not fall under the administrative code of Marion. They fall under the administration, not the Parks Department. So the Parks Department really had no grounds to change the name of Founders Park to Scherzer Park, even though they did and a new sign was put up. Well, I guess when this was found out, the sign was taken down and it was made Founders Park again. Now, this whole thing is very confusing to me because first of all, I guess let's start from point A. As I said yesterday, I'm not really sure why the Parks Department did not know this or why they are, I don't know, why this was done, I guess is what I'm saying. New sign ordered and all that. So then once it's done, if the administration can change it, why not just change it? You already had the new sign. Everybody knew that it was changed, but then you change it back and order another new sign. I don't understand that. It's very strange, but that's what happened with Scherzer Park. Now, I'm getting a message here from one of our listeners out there that I was updating everybody about Chipotle yesterday, and I didn't finish. Oh, yeah, here's the update on Chipotle that I got last week. You know, the spot over on the corner of Barks Road and Delaware Avenue, where BP used to be, apparently Chipotle is supposed to move to that location. But I don't think anybody knows yet if they're going to keep both stores open. I think that's still up in the air. And I also think it's going to be quite a while, my understanding, before that new location would open up. That this is not going to happen momentarily. This is not going to happen in the very near future. So, that's what it is. And I would guess, with all that, I don't know what you call them, barriers out there on Delaware Avenue and Barks Road, that I don't know if that's the best spot to be honest. I wonder if there has been any impact on Wendy's and Arby's and McDonald's since they did that out there on Barks Road and Delaware Avenue. I would think there would have to be some impact on those businesses, although I don't go out there enough to really know. But boy, it's tough to navigate out there. And if Chipotle goes in that particular area, and you're welcome to the listener who wanted to know that information. I think that would just be another problem out in that area. Now, do a lot of people go to Chipotle? I'm sure they do. I'm sure they're a busy enough place. But that's not a place I ever hear a whole lot about. Have you ever noticed there are certain businesses in town that you don't really hear a whole lot about? I assume they do well, but you just don't hear a whole lot about them. Like Jimmy John's. You never hear a whole lot about Jimmy John's. Or Chipotle. Or Smoothie King. You don't hear a whole lot about Panda Express anymore. Iron Chef. You don't hear much about that. There are just certain businesses you do hear quite a bit about, and certain businesses you don't hear quite a bit about. I don't know what the line is. I don't know what the difference is. Why do you hear so much about one business and not so much about another business? I'm not sure. But I guess that's just the way it is. And as I was saying in hour number one, these documents that I got not too long ago, well, I think they'll be coming out momentarily. Maybe this week, even, if everything turns out okay. So, that's all going on. Okay, well, what have we not talked about here this morning? Well, you know what we have not spent a lot of time on, and I think this is an interesting discussion. Do you think age has anything to do with your job performance? Now, obviously, a lot of talk is being made about the President of the United States and age there. But I'm not even so much talking about age there. I'm just talking about, do you think there comes a point where you should leave the position that you're in because of age? That maybe you're not doing it as well as you once did it. You know, a lot of people can't wait for their retirement. And then a lot of people just want to stay around for a long, long time. Now, that's a personal preference. But I was saying last week, I think it was on the Friday night show, or maybe it was on the morning show. It might have been on the morning show last week. They all kind of blend together to me at this point. But I was saying that I understand why people leave things, even though they like doing them. And one of the examples last week was you know, Jason Kelce, the football player, retiring after 10 years and getting very emotional about it. Clearly, he was leaving something that he really loved doing. But I understand that. I understand that there comes a point where you think, I'm just not as good at this as I once was. I've loved doing it. I've had so much fun doing it. But I'm just not as good at it as I once was. Maybe it's time to go. And you know another thing about that I didn't bring up last week. Do you really want to wait for somebody to come and tell you to go? To say, listen, you know, maybe it's time you wrap this up. Do you really want to wait until that point? I mean, don't you want to go out kind of on your own terms? I think you know when it's time to go. I think, you know, well, we play this spot on here all the time. When the train gets to the last stop, you get off. I mean, I think that that's probably very good advice for people. I don't know, but does everybody know where their last stop is? I don't know if they do. That could be a big question. But I am all for getting out before you are told to get out and maybe diminish your own career. That's just my opinion. And other people feel differently. And this does somewhat have to do with age. I don't know if it always has to do with age. I think sometimes it has to do with just where you are in your life. But who knows? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038 if you have an opinion on this. I think that's an interesting conversation to be had. 740-751-4038. Is there a time where you just have to say, hey, it's time to go? And what are we going to do from this point? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'll give you the buzz. Now, here, I was talking to a great friend of mine, and he's got 45 years service. And he told me, and I questioned him, because I knew there was just a little bit of difference after you have a so-called close friend, and people say that about a million people, and you can count them on your hand if you're lucky. He told me that he's got 45 years service, and he is, he's not right in the 60s, but he informed me, he said, yeah, he said, it's getting a little different in the workplace, Ted. I said, well, I've been out about 24 years, so retired, and I never stuck my nose in trying to make an extra buck on nothing. I retired, and fortunate enough that Carol and I had a life that we both worked hard, and when it come time, we got out. But there were circumstances that put us out, Carol, with getting multiple sclerosis. That put her out. But me, well, the railroad's changing. That put me out and put me into a different thing. So there's different things, and you did quote that there is different things. But age, there this fella is, and he said there was two of them left around that was supervisors for different things and this and that. And he said they let that fella go just about a few months ago. So I'm the point I'm going to get to as quick as I can, get out of here so other people can talk, because I get long-winded, I know that. But the corporate, there's the catfish that should be caught, because it's doing trouble to the pond. It's eating all my bluegills, see? So anyhow, they want to eliminate those people who've been there. They're still doing a good job and everything, but they want to eliminate them because they've been there too long, and other people that knew that they were good employees are gone, and these new ones coming out trying to climb the corporate ladder are trying to put a feather in their cap, and they're doing that to get rid of them. But I want to go back to one thing. I know I jump around, but just like the corporate ladder, I always heard, if you want to climb the corporate ladder, you got to get on the ladder and you start climbing. But if you get up there to about fourth or fifth rung like that and you say, hey, you know, this is comfortable, I don't want to go any higher, they call you a squatter then. And you're a squatter, and a squatter either has been in a union or stuff, but when they get into the corporate, you aren't in the union, you're in salary. And so then they got you right where they want you. You better go on up the ladder if you want to do what we tell you to do, or you're going to stay right there, and then we can get rid of you, and you haven't got no case against us. But going back to Mary Ellen Withrow, look at her. They're the position she was in, and it was politics, per se, because the president, and she was under a certain president. Now, Mary Ellen Withrow wasn't an old woman when she had to get out, but they told her to get out because that administration went. So when you got rules like that, that's hitting in and around and all everything, well, I know that's the way it's been. That's the way it is. That's what it always is. It never gets better. So would you say, would it be fair, someone like her that you've been around and discussed and everybody knows about her, that she had to go, not on her own accord. She totally loved the job and everything, and we had a wonderful time. But isn't that a heck of a way to treat people that's getting older or are older, to boost them out when they're doing a wonderful job?
Well, that, it's an interesting point, because I would say that Mary Ellen, as you've said, by her own accord, she loved what she was doing, and she had said that if Al Gore had won, she would have continued in that position because he'd already asked her to. So everything was good there. So hers came because of an election and George W. Bush not wanting her, probably more because she was a Democrat, not so much to do with her age. But
that's what I talked about, that. Oh, yeah, that you can push that off on something else. But I say, isn't it awful when somebody's good in the United States of America, the American people and stuff, good and been good for all this time? time and then oost them out because of this and because of that. If you're good and running sounds pretty good and this and that, why should you get ousted? Yeah. So I say you put all these other things in. I know that's the way we rule our country. That's the way the country should be run. But it sure in the name of God isn't being run like that. And I have nothing against the Republicans, Democrats, or whatever you want to get to. But when did they start? How many presidents have we got? One president, Scott, in the United States. Have we still just got one president? We got two. I hear President Trump all the time. I didn't know that he was a president, but I see on all the advertisements it says President Trump. I thought it was President Biden.
Well, that's an interesting point. It's interesting because I don't know that we've had a former president be, well, it's been a long time since we've had a former president run for office again, and it's hard to know how you address them because you wouldn't want to call him Donald Trump when you refer to him. So, I don't know, former President Trump, maybe we should refer to him as that, I guess?
That's right, the correct thing. And all the people saying these names and don't give them their titles what they are, former or that. But when you just say president, I'm just not picking that out. It's in our own thing, our mayor and stuff. That's the mayor. And address him by the right name, you know, and be respective. Mayor Bill Collins. That's his name. That's his title. And I like to see him pronounced and treated that way because they got the election. The people brought him in. And when they do, and then other people want to run him down. I don't see that. So.
Well, titles are interesting, though, because, as you've said, with Mayor Bill Collins, and certainly people should call him Mayor Collins now, but when Mayor Schertzer was in, as I just called him Mayor Schertzer, I always referred to Mayor Kellogg as Mayor Kellogg because I always thought, well, he was mayor. That's how people know him. That's how I would refer to him and saying, well, I've got former... And I would, in the beginning, former Mayor Jack Kellogg is here, but then as I'm talking to him, I just wouldn't want to say Jack, because I think when you have a title like that, whether it's governor or mayor or whatever it is, I think they do deserve that respect because they've had that title.
Yeah, and I can see that by calling them that, because when Jack Kellogg was growing up, I was growing up right with him in the same neighborhood just down the street. And then as he got older, he was an insurance person. And then I talked to him there. And then he became a body shop foreman. I worked at Ford when I was in high school. And he was a body shop foreman. So I knowed him as Jack. I mean, he's a kid on the block. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I can do that, and I can feel that way. But I mean people out of the thing. Yeah, you ought to call them by the appropriate name and stuff. That I think it's pretty good, but...
You know what's interesting on this topic is when we just talked about Mary Ellen. Now, she had a title. She was Treasurer of the United States, but nobody ever calls her Madam Treasurer. They call her Mary Ellen.
Well, that's the people here that around here that know her and hear her, and she's been in Marion all our life, so we're Marionites. We're talking about not people that come in here just about 10 years ago and something like that, maybe never even knew the name until... It was coming over your radio and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people got informed who she was and this and that and where she come from. She got a lot of information, people, a lot of information. A lot of information comes over your radio station in respect to that kind of stuff. A lot of people don't know that. The younger people, like you said, you got them on your staff and stuff like that that wasn't even born and stuff. So I get a little upset why we just don't... put the arguing and stuff between the local politics and stuff and get on with our business and do it. But they're going back to the same thing. It's funny how a good person that's doing a job and nothing wrong, and they want to oost them out regardless of the age. I mean, who are we going to draw the line at the age?
Well, age is important. And just back to Mary Ellen for a second, it's interesting that when she did leave the job because of a new administration coming in, that she never did run or really get back involved in politics in any way. Now, I think that was her saying, you know what, I got to the highest level here. I don't want to go back and diminish it. Now, I don't know that I would have to ask her if that was her reasoning, but she certainly at that point.
She's a Marionite. She's born and raised here. She loved it here, and she come back here. It's just answer the question yourself. she just had enough of that job, and she got out because she was kind of more or less forced out. But if another person would have come in there and kept her, she would still been there. But she took the choice to come back, and she come back to a wonderful town that accepted her, and she's enjoying herself 100%, and you're doing a lot to do things and have her there and help things out with it. And if she enjoys that, well, I believe that's more power to her, buddy. Hang in there, Mary Ellen, because you got a long ways to go yet, honey.
I think, right.
And I think that's it's an interesting point, because I think that in Mary Ellen's case, now, and a lot of people, it's just interesting the way it is, and I think facts are important, that Mary Ellen left the position of Treasurer of the United States in 2001. Now, she did come back to Marion, obviously, but she did not come back for 11 years. She stayed in Bethesda, Maryland, which is where she lived when she was working in Washington. She stayed there from 2001 to 2012. She didn't come back to Marion until 2012. So after she left office, she was there another 11 years, and she never did run for anything else or get in any other position. Now, I don't know. I think she was just done at that point, and maybe she knew to the point to say, you know what, I've done it, I don't need to do it again. And I don't think it had to do with age, though. I really don't at that point. But now, I have heard her say recently, because somebody did say, Mary Ellen, you should run for something. I can't remember what it was. But she said, I just don't think I would have the energy at this age to run for anything. So, you know, I don't know. It's very interesting. Now, we're getting a comment here online. It's all a sign of respect. Mayor Kellogg versus Trump. Trump didn't earn that privilege, just my opinion. Now, that's from one of our listeners out there online. If I met President Trump, I would call him President Trump, because I think if somebody earns the title, they get it. Everybody has different opinions on different things. I don't know why people want to yank titles away from people. Not just in this particular case, but when people are done with the job, it seems like they don't want to call them that anymore. Well, if you had a spectacular career, I don't know why we wouldn't still call you that. If a teacher retires, usually you still refer to them as Mr. or Mrs. If a professor retires, you usually still refer to them as doctor. If a doctor retires, you usually still refer to them as doctor. I don't know. I think you should keep your title. You earned it. Just because you're not doing it anymore doesn't mean you shouldn't keep it. That's just my opinion, though. And anybody else can have a different opinion. Now, I also think that Mary Ellen went on to do something else, though. She didn't stay in politics, but I think she enjoys doing the stuff she's doing now. I think it's just a different point in her career. You know, she has time now to do interviews and get in the groundhog costume and go tour the schools and give speeches and go to Stewart's Root Beer on opening day and all those sort of things that she probably would not have had the time to do when she was in office. So that's a whole nother part of leaving. But I don't know if age should be the qualification. I don't know. I think you have to know when it's right for you to not be there anymore. And I really do hope that when that time comes for me, that I will know it. I mean, it's always somewhat hard to leave something you like, but I think it's, you know, I don't know. You just don't want to stay around and wait for somebody to tell you to go. I would rather not wait that long. I would rather just somebody say, you know what, we're sad to see you go, when you tell them you're going to leave. I don't want to have somebody come down and say, you know what, you've really come to the end of your rope here. I think it's time to go. So, because I think you do end up resenting that. I've known many people who had very good careers, and when they were told to go, they don't really like that at all. Matter of fact, they remember that moment as a very harsh moment in their life. And they don't forget it. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Talking about jobs, careers, ages, does any of this matter in the long term? I don't know. I would like to think it didn't. I would like to think it all blends. But I really don't know. Now, as far as local politics go, I do want to say this, that here's what I have discovered about local politics on the whole, to be honest with you, is that what's fascinating to me, you know, by the way, I have not heard from our friend Sarah in a while. Hope she's doing okay. Sarah, if you're out there, I hope you're doing okay. Haven't heard from you in a few days. But I'll tell you what's interesting is that I don't know that we should leave any politician alone because the politicians are really working for us. We vote them in. We vote them out. They're paid with tax dollars. And hopefully they're doing good things for us. But I think that if there is a hint that they're doing something wrong, that we should discuss it. Now, they can come on and say, hey, you know what, that's not true, that's not how it happened, because they have that privilege as well, and I don't think we certainly should deny them from coming on and saying anything like that, but I certainly think if there is a hint of things going on wrong, I think we should talk about it, because if we don't talk about it, that's how we get a lot of problem in this country, because people don't say anything, and people can just continue on doing what they want to do, and heaven knows, we've seen a lot of politicians go down the wrong path. Many of them end up in prison for things that maybe they should not have been doing, and maybe nobody called them out on that at the time. You know, if you do something wrong, I would think you'd want to get out ahead of it and tell people, listen, I did this wrong, or I didn't do it wrong, and here's why I didn't do it wrong. Some people just stay quiet, and I don't know if that's always the best route or route, however you say it. But that's, I guess that's left up to people in general. Again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I do want to touch on these documents again, just to say, because I had the conversation last week, that one of the reasons that I have held off on bringing up these documents is because I got the impression at one point that maybe they were being used to purposely take down somebody. Now, I don't know that that's the best thing to do. And I don't even know that that's the case. I can't say that 100%. So I can't even make that assumption. But I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to try to take somebody down purposefully. Now, if it's just information to be information, to help people know what's going on, now I'm all for that. But, you know, to try to purposely sink somebody, I don't know. You know, everybody says that they don't have any personal vendettas with people, and everybody says that they're not angry with, you know, anybody else. Don't ever believe it for a second. People, you know, tend to have little personal vendettas and little personal snipes with people. And what comes of it? You know, I really don't know. I don't think it's a good look to feel that way towards somebody. Just like the whole Scherzer Park thing. That is so over my head. that's so over my mind on why that happened. I get that the Parks Department did not have the authority to change the name of the park. I get that 100%, but I don't understand why it had to be changed back, why we had to go through all this folderol, because certainly people ended up asking questions. Just one of them things, I guess, in the world we live in now. All right, 20 minutes left to go here today. Phone lines again open. 47 degrees in sunny skies. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you as to what is going on in your world. We have certainly covered the waterfront this morning when it has come to topics from the announcement, hopefully I'll be able to talk about on Thursday morning, to sportsmanship. Do we have good sportsmanship in this country, or are we in the decline? Is the eclipse still a big thing? Are we all excited for the eclipse? I have seen more people buying eclipse glasses recently than I had before. Is the time change hanging anybody up? Do you think age should be a qualification for leaving a position? All kinds of interesting topics here. And, you know, we still have the topic that we brought up last week about the Marion Star going to home, or going to postal delivery starting April the 8th. I don't know how that's all going to shake out. You know, I heard some people saying that they live in these villages and they get their mail in post office boxes. Well, if you get your mail in a post office box, that's going to be interesting to try to cram the newspaper in the post office box. I don't know how that's going to work out. And I don't know if they're still going to sell the newspaper a lot of people still buy them off the newspaper racks. And I don't know if that's going to still be a thing. I would think if you're not going to sell the newspaper on newspaper racks anymore, that's going to be a real downward spiral for the newspaper, because it's either going to be online or it's going to be something you get in the mail. If you get it in the mail, it'll take longer, but I guess it won't be thrown in your bushes or anything anymore. It'll be put in your mailbox. So I guess that's a plus. What in the world has happened to news? Remember in the good old days when everybody dealt in news to some degree? Now it's a whole different world. And one of the questions is, are we as informed as we once were? Now, everybody's got a phone, and everybody's got internet, and we all can look everything up, but are people more informed now than they once were, or are they less informed than they were? I don't know. I think a lot of people, maybe, are less informed. I mean, does anybody really know what's going on with the county commissioners or the city council on the whole? I don't know. We certainly don't hear or see much more about that anymore. It's kind of interesting that next week, I think it's next Tuesday, is primary day here in Ohio. That used to be a big deal. We have people up for some offices. Are people well-versed in any of that? It's fascinating. Go ahead, caller.
But you can't get rid of me, can you?
No, that's okay.
You know what? We're referring to all. Are you still having a shindig up there, the eclipse?
As far as I know, yes. A matter of fact, the other night, Sunday night, we were trying to come up with some good ideas about. I think we've got some good ideas.
Oh boy, that's going to be great. I heard when you was talking about the guy that wrote the book or something like that a while back. What part of the country was he from? you called him and you made some connections with him. What was his name? Can you,
David Barron. I think he was from Colorado.
Yeah, and I heard, but like I say, when I want to listen, I can listen. But when I really listen, I really listen. But didn't he say something on the air that maybe you might bleep out or anything, that he was going to send you some glasses?
You know, I don't. He might have. I hope he does. I don't have any glasses yet.
Well, he said it on. I heard that. So I know you're a Wheeler dealer. You make arrangements to have people come on the air and talk to you and everything. But he said, by the way, he said those glasses will be in the rail. So I thought maybe you dealt with him and you know, deals, making a deal and stuff. So I thought, well, if you're just having a shindig, you're going to have glasses for people that you'll put out that guy's going to send you from Colorado or not to see the eclipse there on the property there.
Well, if he does, I certainly would. You know, for some reason, that doesn't trigger in my mind. I don't know why I don't remember that.
You never recall that. Well, it's funny. Why would I, this long ago, know that I heard him say your glasses will be in the mail, and then you admitted to it that you was talking to him, and now you say that you don't remember that. But I think that's a important issue, because if you said you're going to advertise his book on the air and talk to him like that, then he sends you some glasses. That's a deal, isn't it?
Well, I don't know that. Now, see, that's not how the deal came about, though. I can say that. I know that for sure. Now, the reason he came on was he wanted to plug his book. We didn't make any deal involved in that. But if he said on the air that he was going to send glasses, that would have just been a side note. Now, it was never. No,
Why would he want to send glasses? That's sort of the thing. How can the Colorado and Marion, how would he want to say, hey, I'll send you glasses? Does he have something pertaining to the sale of glasses or anything?
No.
Or you got some available. We'll just drop that and leave that go, because let that deal go. But we'll just say, have you got glasses for people that come up to the area? Or is that going to be open to the public?
Now, at this time, no, I don't. I don't even have glasses for myself at this point.
Uh-huh. And do you think, Scott, I wanted to keep on this subject about the eclipse. Do you think, truthfully, all about all this stuff, but here's the way I think, truthfully, if we can see the other planets, I'm real skeptic about this. We can see that if, but you know what? You don't even have to go out and look at the eclipse. You don't even have to have glasses. All you have to do is stay glued to the TV, and if we're going to see those planets somewhere on planet Earth, somebody and some TV station is going to show you nationwide all those planets, wouldn't you think?
Oh, I'm sure they will, yeah.
Well, then you don't have to be visible. You don't have to drive 10,000 miles to go see something. You'll see it on national TV, correct?
You will, but you know the thing about that, people are strange. It's just
we're not just about strange people. We've already talked all morning about
But I mean, like a football.
I'm probably one of the most
It's like a football game. You know, a football game, if you sit in your living room, you're going to see it better, you're going to hear it better, and you're going to be in the comfort of your own living room, and you don't have to buy a ticket. Yet, people will pay $50, $60, $70, $80 for a ticket to go sit in a 10-degree stadium at a spot where they cannot see the field, to see the and they fill those stadiums every Sunday. I think it's one of those type of things.
Well, you're a type that's not a really athletic station, because you don't talk about the young girl, I think it's from Iowa, that Katie, that Clark, my God, that, and you might have a little trouble with the feminine part of life, but I thought you'd be broadcasting that.
Now, wait, what did Katie Clark do? I didn't even hear about that.
Well, somebody can inform you, and that would be one of your so-called people that talk sports on your show. You ask them about that, and then they'll tell you. I don't need to tell you over the air, because I know what she's accomplished, and it's really a big accomplishment for a young lady in college basketball. So, yeah. Okay, anyhow, I just thought I'd just throw that stuff around. It's an open mic, and I just thought I'd throw that around.
Well, no, I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. But no sunglasses coming from Colorado.
Not that I'm aware of.
But I heard over your station that there's people coming from Colorado to Marion.
I believe that's what he said, yes.
Well, I think there's other people said. I got a cousin that lives right in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, I think Mary said that. Mary did say that. Yes, I think you're right.
So all I have to do is dial the phone and prior to the and after the eclipse, and I can ask him what he's seen in Colorado. It's funny how the radio transmission and stuff can go all over the world, but mostly in the United States. Why this is what we're talking about locally, that we can dial the phone and we can talk to somebody in Colorado or here. But the TV thing, that's what I'm going to be glad to look at. I want to see those planets. And I don't think my eyes tell me that you don't look at something bright, and it's hard to even think about it because you can't see it, whether you got glasses or what, to see those planets. That's amazing. You know, those are a lot of light years away, aren't they, Scott? Maybe you can punch that up and see how many light years away they are.
Quite a bit. And what the first time I'd heard that was when we had the guy on last week, the eclipse expert. I'd never heard that you were going to see the planets and all that.
I never did either, Scott. That's why I brought it up, and other people maybe got some answers or questions to settle my mind on it. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks.
I'm sorry I hung up, held you up this long.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking up now Katie Clark, and I'm trying to figure out what she did. Now, I will say there are certain sports that I do not – well, there are many sports that I do not follow. So a sports story could get by me. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I'm searching Katie Clark and Iowa basketball here. And you know what? I cannot – I mean, there's some things on her, but it doesn't look like there's any big news story in regard to her, and I don't know why that is. So you know what? I could be out in the bushes on something like this, to be honest. Go ahead, caller.
How's it going, Scott?
Oh, it's a big morning. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. It's calving season, so I've been dealing with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you ever assisted in the birth of a calf, Scott?
You know, I can't say that I have, and it's not really on my bucket list.
Well, you haven't lived until you've assisted in the birth of a calf.
That sounds like, so was this morning this was all going on?
Yesterday, and then 2 days before that, so it's been pretty chaotic.
Well, that's very interesting, but you got it done.
I got it done.
You got it done. Everybody survived, and everything's good.
Yes. This mama wasn't very cooperative last night, so I had to leave her and the calf out in the pasture to just chill out. And then this morning, fortunately, I was able to corral her into the stall and then move the calf. So it all worked out.
Isn't this the time of season where people start getting their animals for a fair that they show?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, so good luck to everybody out there and preparing for their upcoming fair season. It'll be here before you know it.
Now, do you know anything about Katie Clark in Iowa basketball?
I do not. No.
See, so apparently I'm not the only one out in left field on this one.
To your detriment, Scott, to your detriment.
I know. I thought I was a news person until I heard about this morning, and now it's all downhill.
Oh, man. So what else do you want to talk about, Scott?
Well, we've went down the line here this morning. We talked about, because we brought up the story yesterday, we heard from Abby about poor sportsmanship in the wrestling tournament. And is that a sign of the times, or is that just people getting exuberant and winning the match? We've talked a little more about the eclipse. There's still a lot of question about that. You heard the eclipse interview, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you remember, because you know, my mind could be going on this, but did the guy say he was going to send me glasses? I don't remember that.
I don't know. I can't recall. I don't want to say one way or the other because I don't remember if he said he was going to. But, I mean, you can pick them up for like a dollar at numerous locations, I think, can't you?
Right, and they're selling them. They are starting to sell more, I've noticed, in the last couple of weeks, but I don't have mine yet. So if they come from Colorado, that'll be news to me. And we were also talking about the age, not necessarily about the president, but of course that's where it came from. Should age be a factor in leaving a position?
Well, I mean, realistically, there are people that are high functioning, you know, when they're in advanced age or of advanced age, but, you know, you have to also recognize your limitations and, you know, live in reality. I mean, heck, what was it, Dianne Feinstein, before she died, you know, they just wheeled her in to vote on, I forget what, if it was one of those 2,000-page omnibus spending bills that our government is so enraptured with over the last 30 years. But I think she was dead like a couple of days later, you know, or Strom Thurmond. You know, how old was he? Like 101 or something like that?
Something like
and
that.
And still serving in the Senate? I mean, hang it up. If you look at the average age of Congress, you know, I think it's like upper 70s or something like that, or mid-70s. I mean, it's very old. And these people get in there. Most of them have never worked a day in their lives. And they get elected. They get or installed, either way you want to put it. And they're there forever. And they serve their corporate overlords very well, and they're rewarded with essentially lifetime positions. And, you know, it's time to, I don't know, it's time for people to wake up and to try to be more involved, to try to take back their government and their communities, because they're being taken away. And all, you know, have you ever looked at, like, the local section of a newspaper? Doesn't matter which one, the Marion Star, or you name it, from 1940 or before. Have you ever looked at that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's striking, if people had any awareness, any historical awareness, you'd look on and you'd say, wow, they published in the paper that Mr. and Mrs. Smith will be leaving for a 2-week vacation out west starting Monday. Well, what would happen today to Mr. and this was before security systems and all that kind of thing. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, their house today would be, you know, burgled, would be ransacked. There's no way, like, if you published in a, you know, newspaper that you were going to be leaving, you know, for 2 weeks, that somebody wouldn't come and try to take your stuff.
You know, but on the flip side, don't we do that on social media now, though? I see a lot of that. Going away for spring break, here I am on the beach at spring break. Well, we know you're not home.
Well, those are your friends, though. I put those,
maybe.
You know,
maybe.
Quote-unquote friends. So hopefully they wouldn't rip you off. But, no, to put it in a public format like that, I mean, if you went on Twitter and said, hey, this is my address, and I'm going to be leaving for 2 weeks next week, and I don't have a security system, my guess is you would probably regret that. And, you know, we had a high-trust society back then, but you had law and order. You know, there were reasonable expectations that justice would be forthcoming if something did happen, and you had trust in institutions, and, you know, you had civic involvement and awareness. We don't have any of those things today. And it's very sad, but you can't, you know, miss what you never knew. And that's what's unfortunate, is that most people alive today never knew the alternative and how it used to be. And then if you have no historical awareness, you don't even know that it did exist. You know, it's kind of fascinating in that respect how, you know, human beings have, I guess, devolved to that point. But it is reality.
Well, I think a lot of, you know, maybe we'll pick this conversation up tomorrow because we're in the final 30 seconds, but I think a lot of things have caused that. And I think there's a little bit of self-gratification on everybody's end. And we talked a little bit about that this morning about money and certain things being people's driver and not so much support of other people, which is what it used to be. But hey, we're out of town, we're out of time, and I'm glad the calf turned out okay.
You're listening to The Talking
Place. All
right,
place. Thank you, Scott.
Evers.
Scott Spears, you know, heading for the dugout.
Handy too with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you, yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I forgot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
never asked anybody that question.
No, I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln.